Wedding!
With just two couples remaining to try and win their dream wedding worth over £20,000. Hello, Laura and Rooster and Joanna and Daniel!
Hello!
There's Joanna. How are you, Joanna? You right?
Yes, thank you.
And on the phone at the same time, but in a completely different house somewhere else in Hertfordshire, is Rooster. Rooster, hello!
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're very well! How's the last 20 minutes or so been since you've been waiting to hear?
I think it may be the most anxious I've been in my life. That includes me asking who to marry me.
Well, we're going to put you out of your misery very soon indeed. Reminder, so, Joanna, Daniel, how did you guys meet?
Through friends.
Oh, were you set up?
Yes.
Were you?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
7 years.
And what were your first impressions? Was it love at first sight? You were just not entirely convinced, but I've got a week or so spare. I'll see how it goes.
Probably I got a week spare, we'll see how it goes.
I presume it went very well though.
Yes.
Okay, and how did he ask you to marry?
It was a drunken night.
So it was a spare and a moment thing, was it?
Yes.
Or he just got you drunk first because he thought, well, she's more likely to say yes if I do that.
Probably.
Lovely. Laura and Rooster, meanwhile, where did you meet? Because you're not from these parts, Rooster.
No, a little bit further afield. We met at drama school.
At drama school?
Yeah.
Where?
In New Zealand.
So, what, you were both students or teachers or what?
No, we were both students at the time.
And how did that kick off? Were you having to do a Romeo and Juliet love scene or something like that?
No, she was sitting in front of me when we went to watch a play, and I proceeded to take the mick out of her because I thought she looked all right, and... That didn't go too well, and then a couple of weeks later I tried my luck again and things started to be go a bit better for me.
Oh, I love it. The old, I know, it's a bit like pinching somebody in the playground when you fancy them.
I was a little bit too big to push her over and run away and see if she'll chase me, so I figured I'll try my luck a couple of weeks later and see what happens.
And how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 10 years.
And when did you pop the question?
On my birthday last year.
Oh, no, were you still in New Zealand at the time?
No, we've actually been living in Hertfordshire now 5 years, so we were well established over here by the time I decided to pop the question, because I thought we were only going to be here 2 years before she convinced me to stay for five.
Oh, wow, she kept you hanging on, you kept her hanging on, it's a lovely thing. Well, I know you've both got your reasons for not having got married so far, mainly expenses, everybody knows it's tough, but only one of you can win your dream wedding worth over £20,000. And I can tell you, you might have realised that Jules isn't in the studio. It's because we've sent her out in the Jack FM Freelander. And she is very close right now to the winning couple. So I want you to keep an eye out on your streets, because very soon, when that Freelander comes around the corner with Jules in it, the couple that see that car have won my Big Fat Jack wedding. When you see it, make some noise.
Thank you so much to everyone that got involved with my Big Fat Jack wedding, and a massive huge congratulations to Laura and Rooster. Woo!